Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back. My name is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live from CES 2015. We have Mr. Brad Yasser here, and he has a very unique device, and that's all I'm going to say. Brad, it's all yours.
Hey, Don. Thank you.
Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here. Basically, I'm going to start with introducing the product. We have a Bluetooth 4.0 headset that's embedded in a charging case for iPhone 6 that we launched this year.
Let's take a close-up of that. We'll go on to camera two. So this is the actual case, and this basically slides out, and there's your earphone piece. So I will slide that back in there, like so. And I will let you continue. If you want to talk about the product, you can just hold it like that, and
sure,
we'll get a close-up of it.
Well, the product is a charging case that charges both the phone and the headset. The exciting feature is once we developed the hardware, we realized that we needed to control the charging process a little better than the traditional case that keeps charging your phone and any other device that's connected to it and actually uses battery life cycle. So your battery gets worse and worse more often you charge it. With this device, we developed an app that controls the amount of charge that's delivered both to the headset and the phone and when that charging starts. So you can set it at charge at 10%, 20%, 50%, whatever is your comfort level. And it's only going to start charging at that level.
So when your battery gets down, I'm just making this up, to 40%, and you feel that's, you don't want to get much lower than 40%, this will come on.
Yes, you can set the app at 40%. Or if you don't want to lose any power and you want to have it fully charged, you can set it at 100%, and that would act as a traditional charging case.
How many milliamps is the charger?
The charger is 2,700 milliamps,
okay,
which is enough charge to charge an iPhone 6 150 times over the original battery, as well as charging the headset 45 times.
Okay, at the end of that cycle, the product has to be replaced.
No, it can be recharged. It has a micro USB port to charge the product.
So what's the usable life out of the charger? Indefinite?
I wouldn't want to say indefinite, but very long time.
Okay.
It's longer than a regular charger, because we used premium quality materials, the best battery you can put in it, and we wanted to make sure that the charging case is not going to die before your phone battery
Now,
dies.
Is the case available for different platforms, or is it strictly the iOS, the iPhone?
We're starting with iPhone 6 right now. We kickstarted the project yesterday. Very excited, got a lot of positive feedback. Obviously, we need the backers to get it to a point where we can go into manufacturing process. Once we get there, we have plans to expand to iPhone 6 Plus, 5, as well as Android devices.
So is the product available now? Can people buy this now?
People can back us up on Kickstarter and be the first ones to receive it as our original backers, but it's not available through retailers yet.
Okay. Let's talk about the headset functionality.
The headset is a Bluetooth headset. It has a magnetic host here. When you put it in, it sucks it in.
Let's take a look on camera two on that.
Yeah.
Close up, please.
If we do a close up, it has a magnetic slot here that sucks it in, so you can't drop it. It doesn't come off. You can't accidentally pull it off. And it provides all the features of a high-quality Bluetooth headset. It has noise canceling and all the newest features that the best headsets provide, because that's what we wanted to be considered as. This is a high-quality Bluetooth 4.0 headset that has the added feature of being always charged and always next to your phone. So you can't lose it. It's not going to die on you. As long as the battery case is charged, your phone and the headset is going to be available for use.
Okay, a couple questions for you now. I've noticed that you have actually in the case, obviously you would have to bring out all the buttons and the headset jack and everything like that, so you have all the functionality that your iPhone would offer. My other question is concerning the actual headset here. One size fits all?
Yes. At the moment, we are still working on the final design.
Take a look at that close up, please. Camera two.
This is a handmade prototype we have here, and we tried to go with a design that's going to be comfortable for the majority of the users as far as the ear shapes and the openings go. Obviously, no one headset is going to fit everyone and be comfortable, but we tried to maximize the appeal to a broader range of audience.
How long has the company been around, essentially?
Well, let me give you the background on how this came about. We both, me and the other founders among us, we probably lost 30 or so Bluetooth headsets in the past. Every once or twice a year, we would lose the charger to the headset itself. Something would happen. And from personal use, we realized there's a problem to solve here, just for ourselves.
Sure,
I mean,
sure. A lot of products are invented because of that need.
Yeah. So we started looking at a way on how we can have a Bluetooth headset that we're not going to lose. That was the starting point. And we came up with the idea of having the headset always with the phone, with a secure enough connection, hence the magnetic slip-in, slip-out, that is going to allow you to have it ready for talking anytime you need it. And as soon as you pull the headset off the case, if it's paired with your phone, it'll answer the call if there's a call coming. So it automatically goes to the call. But when we were thinking about that problem, we realized that we want to address another problem, which is the headset being charged when you need it.
Right.
Because if it's not charged, there's no use in having it. And we started thinking about how can we keep the headset charged, and then came up with the idea of taking a classic standard, let's charge the phone kind of approach, a charging case approach. And we have actually two patents pending with this product. One is a hardware patent because our research showed that, to the best of our knowledge, there were no other charging cases prior to this one that charges two devices at once.
Right.
It always had one power output to the phone that it was supposed to charge. Ours charges both the headset and the phone. Hence, we developed that patent. And then the second patent is software, which I'll go into later on. But out of the second problem, which is keeping everything charged, we came up with the charging case and married the two. So it not only hosts the headset, but it charges both devices. And then the final problem was basically we have the headset, we have the phone together, which is great, you're not going to lose it. And then they're both charged. But a lot of the feedback we got, and personally, I stopped using charging cases a few years ago because I'd get a brand new phone, get a brand new fancy charging case, and it'll double my usage. So I'd have, instead of 8 hours, 16 hours. Well, I realized in 2 months, I only had 12 hours.
Right. That's why I asked you initially how long, you know.
Yeah. So we wanted to develop some way of managing how this hardware interacts with your phone, and then started working on the app that allowed us to control when the charging happens. And that was as simple as it looks on the surface, and I can show you the app. The app is very simple.
Yeah, what's interesting is that the charging mechanism is actually talking to the battery and saying, hey, I'm at here and it needs this. We'll actually hold it right here.
Okay. So if you move the dial, it's set at 10% now. You can go to 40%. Now it'll only start charging at 40%, and you can go all the way up or turn it off.
So obviously, if you're charging at a lower percentage rate, you're going to have more juice theoretically when you need it than keeping it on all the time and charging it up 100%.
That is correct.
This is working all the time. So
yes,
you know it's up to you, but you may want to pick a lower threshold so that you're never going to run out of juice. But on the other hand, if you have it all the way up, you're never going to run out of juice either, because it's always being charged. But that means this is always cranking away.
Yes. So that was the genesis of our starting point, where we said, okay, we need to address these problems. And the PowerClick was born out of that. This is the second generation of PowerClick case, which is a two-piece form factor. The phone slides in and out very easily. No concerns about the port being damaged. I have the first generation just to show how it evolved. Initially, we had the same design, but we went with a swivel for the port, and the phone had to be pushed in. We got some feedback on that users were uncomfortable getting phone in and out of the case, and went into the two form factor model.
Yeah, it makes sense. If we can get a close-up of that, that's what's nice about second generations. I mean, this does slant out, if you can see that right there. That's the lightning connector, and then you'd put your phone in, and then you would push it back. So the problem was that people didn't want to do that. They were having issues, which, although it seems simple enough, you just push the phone in there and push it back. And now from that, you designed, if I may, the two-part case. I'll let you pull it apart. I don't want to wreck your prototype.
You will.
Oh, okay.
There
you go. Pulling on the wrong end. So obviously that just comes off quite simply, just like that, and the phone just slides out. So that obviously is much simpler, and nothing to it. And it makes a lot more sense, and I think it's a lot more ergonomically efficient, if you will.
And while we have the inside of the case on the camera, it is actually shock absorbent inside. So this protects it from, minor falls, things like that. The sides are all raised 1 millimeter in the front. This is also a protection case for the phone. But, I mean, when we say case, that's assumed.
Right.
So
my question would be, is there a reason why you don't put a face cover on it? Not needed, up to grab. What's your opinion on that?
My personal opinion on face covers is even the thinnest, nicest ones slightly interfere with the ergonomics and the feel of it.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I have one on my phone, and you can see the plastic that's over it. And when I do the thumbprint, it works. Sometimes it doesn't work.
And there are so many very well-made brands of screen protectors that we wanted to give you the option to choose that.
I
we didn't want to impose
move.
That. Yeah, we didn't want to impose a screen with the case, and then you don't have
it
an
option.
It
actually adds more problems that you don't want, because if someone doesn't like it or doesn't apply the case on right, the stick on, then you got a whole other issue, which really isn't your problem.
Yes.
They created it because it wasn't making the proper contact, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, so the application is very important with those things. You're correct.
Right. That's great. Price point.
Price point. Well, we're kickstarting it. You can get it for $88 by backing us up right now in Kickstarter. As far as MSRP goes, individually, if you got a Bluetooth headset and a case, we talked to a lot of people, friends, family, industry veterans, people who've successfully launched cases, Bluetooth headsets. Everyone was giving us very valuable feedback. We're probably going to have an MSRP somewhere between $99 and $129.
Okay.
We started a lot higher than that. Got the feedback, did more research. That's going to be the suggested price. Obviously, with the big box retailers and things like that, once the product goes out of our hands, they do their own.
Welcome to America.
Yeah, they do their own thing, so I can't speak on their behalf. But that's going to be the suggested retail price for the product.
So if you wanted to get one now, you can go to Kickstarter and chip in $88.
Or any amount.
Or any
amount,
obviously.
That's what Kickstarter's
all about.
Yeah, what we wanted to do is get some market validation, introduce the product. We took this from idea to prototype stage in 6 months. So worked really hard. There's an amazing team that put a lot of time and effort into this. And now it's time to see if the market is interested and if we get a good feedback on it and support. It's going to be in market hopefully in May.
That's great. Well, Brad, it was a pleasure interviewing
Pleasure's
you.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much.
Very much luck with this. It's a great idea, and we'll have to keep an eye on it.
Thank you.
You are welcome, sir. Thank you. Have a good day.